Have you ever wondered, how do I know if I have enough for retirement? We hear these numbers like, you need $1 million or you need $1.5 million. And some of us feel like, I don't think I'm going to be able to reach that number. So does that mean I'm not going to be able to retire? Well, this caller calls in and they want to know the same question. How do I know when I have enough money to retire? We're going to break down this call and I'm going to give my analysis as we listen to the video.
Today's question comes from Dominic in New Jersey, and he asks, how much or a rule of thumb should be my target for retirement? My current goal is to achieve around $3 million before the age of 62 to 67, depending upon my retirement medical benefits. I currently max out my 401k and have a Roth IRA, but still feel like it won't be enough. Is there an ideal amount? You're maxing out 401k, so you're putting 19.5 away in it, and if you're over 50, you've got an extra 6,000 you could do on a catch-up provision as well as your IRAs. You don't tell me your age, but I'm going to tell you this. If your goal is to have around 3 million and you're following the baby steps, you're going to have more than enough, right? Because it's going to depend on your lifestyle, how much you want to travel, how many mission trips do you want to do, and how much giving. So the good thing is you want to take control and you want to be the guide of that and what you're spending and how you're living.
There's some good information, some good tips. I don't know. I'm fine with that. I'm fine. Also, before we continue on, the amount of money that you can contribute into your 401k may change year over year. So make sure you check those numbers. One thing about our channel is that when we speak, we typically speak about what's currently happening, but the government and the financial sector, it just moves so quickly. Numbers change all the time. So if he says it's $6,000 for the catch-up provision, they may increase that by $500 for inflation next year. So if you're seeing this, a year from now and you're like, wait, that's not right. Or he got that wrong. He might have gotten it right. He may have gotten it wrong too, but he may have gotten it right for the year that this was actually produced and recorded. So just keep that in mind for anything that you actually watch on our channel. The information may change very rapidly and we try to provide the best information as soon as possible. That's why it's always important to subscribe to the podcast so you get the latest and greatest information and material that's available out there in the world. We don't want to base our financial decisions, one, on the podcast itself, but we don't want to base it on bad information. So that's why we always encourage you to seek out your financial fine. That's going to be your financial advisor. That's going to walk you through these type of statistics and figure out how much you can contribute to your 401k, how much you can contribute to your Roth IRA in the year that you're doing it. Then also you're going to have your accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and your executor. But let's keep going.
Yeah, you need to know your retirement IQ, your RIQ. That's a good thing. And some good rough and dirty numbers are this, okay? If you do what we teach, you save 15% of your household income. Now, we don't know your age and we don't know your income. But the average household income in America is just under 60,000, 59 and some change, okay? And so if you save 15% of that from age 30 to age 70, you would have about $8 million in a good mutual fund. If I'm half wrong, you still got double what you're projecting.
Brothers and sisters, I didn't mean to stop this, but Dave Ramsey promotes what they call growth mutual funds, and you have to take in consideration that they are more aggressive than your typical, you know, balanced fund or maybe even a conservative fund or something like that. So be very careful with the numbers that he's saying. And he did come back a little bit. He said, even if I'm half wrong, which is actually really good too. So I'm glad he said that, but just keep that in mind. I don't want you to think that this big $3 million numbers out there. Also, he said 30 years. Many of you who listen to me are maybe about 40 years old right now, 40 and 50, preparing for retirement or maybe just recently retired. So you don't necessarily have those 20, 30 years to accumulate the wealth. But those who are younger, who may, you know, maybe their parents are watching this or they say, hey, you know, check out this guy, A.B. Ridgeway. He's really good. He's going to help you get on the right track. The sooner that you start, the better chances you have to accumulate more wealth. Many of you listening says, man, I wish I would have had this information when I was younger. It is available. We just have to talk to the younger generation and tell them, listen, this is some information you're going to need in the next 20, 30 years. You can have your life set, or you could be hustling and bustling the last 2 years trying to figure out if you still need to work another 5 or 10. If you start now, you can enjoy your retirement and retire as soon as possible. Let's get back to the story.
And the 3 million mark, here's a good number, okay? Let's say, let's just make up numbers. Let's say you made 10% on your money at $3 million. What is that? That's $300,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
If you made 10%, you could pull $300,000 a year off and not touch the 3 million, just the golden eggs, but don't touch the goose. If you pulled off 8%, that'd be $240,000. So as long as you think you can live on that, then 3 million will be enough. And the trick is to try to have a nest egg that you can live off of the money that it creates the way you're willing to invest it without touching the egg.
That's right.
I keep mixing the metaphor up here, but don't crack and scramble the nest egg, or don't shoot the goose that's laying the golden eggs is another way of saying it. The principal amount, your base amount, is your goose. And, you know, you leave that as an inheritance. If you want to burn through it, you can burn through it. It's your money. Do whatever you want. But you can create a perpetual motion machine that will sit there and spit off golden eggs as long as you don't shoot the goose.
That's right. And here's the reality. You get yourself out of debt, you don't have the requirement for as much. So that allows you to be more in control of your lifestyle and what it is you're doing.
You can always find something to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Give it. I mean, and there's other, you know, there's another place to travel you haven't been, another car to buy you haven't bought, and there's other stuff you can do. There's ways you can enjoy it without outrageous generosity. And I've never met someone that goes, I have too much.
No, me neither.
I have met people who are spiritually inept, and they never get to enough because they can't reach contentment as an independent discussion apart from the amount.
Right.
But in terms of the math part, I've never met somebody who went, golly, I screwed that up. I got double what I should have had.
I really like this point. I talk about contentment versus complacency. And as Christians, we need to learn to be content. That means happy with what we have. That means the food, the water, the shelter, the clothing, all that kind of fun stuff that we do have. Be content with what we have. The reason contentment is very important, because if we are not content, or we don't reach a point where we feel enough is enough, even in our current state, we will never be satiated. What we do as humans, we keep pushing the goalpost a little bit further. We reach a goal and we just keep pushing it further. You know, I made a point in my last video, or maybe about a week or so ago, is that there's different types of millionaires. There's a millionaire with 1 million and there's a millionaire with 800 million. Those are two different types of millionaires. So once you become a millionaire, do you want to now become a 50 millionaire or 100 millionaire or 800 millionaire, half a billionaire, nearly a billionaire? There's always something else you can push forward. So learning contentment is going to help you have peace of mind. Now, that does not mean complacency. That does not mean give up. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to work hard. As Christians, we have to work hard because, like Dave said, we want to improve that perpetual money-making machine for the next generation. So we do want to use our talents, our skills, and our wisdom to improve this system so we can grow our wealth to the biggest it can to help the kingdom of God, and then also pass it on to our children. So that is the point there, that when you're determining your number, you need to know what works for you, what works for your lifestyle. I do want to clear up some things. This is where me and Dave typically, you know, don't agree, because I'm the math guy. And there is a phenomenon called sequence of returns. And as a financial advisor, I understand that when you start withdrawing from your retirement account, the sequence of returns really matter. That means, what is the frequency by which you are pulling money, and by the degree of you pulling money out of your account, and how likely is it for you to maintain that balance going forward for 10, 20, 30 years? It's a very complicated question, but it's a very simple answer. Dave says, if you have $3 million and you make 10%, that's $300,000 that you could take out of that year. The problem with the stock market is that it's rarely just 10%, 10%, 10%, 10%, 10%, right? We have double digit gains. In some years we have double digit losses, and we get an average of about 9-10% in the stock market. And that's the number people use. Unfortunately, what happens when you have $3 million and you have a double digit loss? Let's say you lose 20% out of your account. Okay. So now you're not making $300,000. You're losing $600,000, right? Just in the stock market. Now you pull out your $300,000 that you thought that you had or that you could take out because what Dave said, now how much money that you have? You've lost $900,000 and you only have 2.1 million left. Scary, right? So it's like, wait, hold on. I thought I could take out 10% per year. No, the market went down. You pulled out your 10% because you thought you could take that out every year. Now you're $900,000 in the hole. Now think about it this way. But let's say next year you do make your 10%. How much money do you have? Do you have your 3 million or your 300,000? You don't. What's 10% of 2.1? Now you're looking at 210,000. So now you have 2.31, right? That's good. Now you take out your 300,000. Now how much money do you have? Oh, now you're down to 2.01. Wait. I just had 3 million. I had 2 years of taking out this 300,000 that I thought I was going to have. Now all of a sudden I only have 2 million. This doesn't make any sense at all. Of course, because sequence of returns is very important and your withdrawal rate. Studies have shown that typically around 4% is what you can expect to take out and allow the account to keep growing, even with the fluctuations of the market. Some years you're going to have to take out less if the market's really low. And then when markets are a little bit better, you may be able to take out a little bit more, but you're going to develop guardrails. So if you're taking out 4%, the market's doing good, maybe you take out 5%. Or if the market's doing bad and you typically take out 4, maybe you could take out 3. So let's take that same $3 million, but let's give it a withdrawal rate of 0.04. That works. You're going to get $120,000 a year or for that year. And that's a pretty good amount of income to get from your investment, $120,000. Well, brothers and sisters, if this is all Greek to you and like, I don't know about all these numbers, what you can do is download our 4 pillars to Christian investing. It's going to go over savings, debt management, investing, and wealth transfers. The link is going to be in the description for you. We want you to be able to speak intelligently to your financial FI, to your financial advisor, to your tax accountant, to your lawyer, your power of attorney, and to your executor. These money issues are not going to go away. I don't want you to think that you need to have $3 million or $2 million. The guy hit it right. It's all about your lifestyle, your personal lifestyle, what you can live off of. But what do you think? What is your magic number? What does your lifestyle reflect? How much do you think that you're going to need in retirement? Well, that's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.